Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. Wow, look at Sammy Bella on Mocky. It's 5 under today through 9. What? At the RBC Heritage. John Chill joining us from the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget. He is the CFO at the Golden Nugget there. Do you guys take golf bets?
Yeah, we took golf bets. Yeah, we had took a little bit of a beat. I think a lot of people had Rory. And then there was a prop bet last week. I think it was Rory and Scheffler to finish in the top five. That did not help us.
Your boy had Rory, John. Your boy went from Minwoo Lee to Rory last week.
I had Shane Lowry, and I think he shot like an 81 Sunday. I was like, oh, I had
DeChambeau, and he just fell apart.
Wow.
Destroyed all my hopes and dreams.
What an amazing final round there. That was interesting.
That was great.
The family watched it. Yeah, yep. They never watched golf. It was insane to see.
It was great. Rory doing a typical Sunday at the Masters thing. That shot on 13 was just incomprehensible.
Yeah,
I mean, that was crazy. He's 86 yards out. He could hit that shot. No, 999 times out of 1,000, he can hit that green. That one time, he didn't. And it was for a Masters. John Chill with us here on ESPN. You can't take Rockets money, right?
No, but you could do it on the online, on the DraftKings app to do the Rockets. Yeah, so, we'll still support
you. So are you seeing – what are you seeing? I know you saw a lot of Cougs money in the NCAA tournament. Are you seeing Rockets money right now?
Well, yeah, you're seeing nationally it looks like Golden State's still, you know, looking at the series. Looks like they're getting more money as far as the series play. For us, I'm sure we'll probably...
Okay, wait a minute. Explain how they started minus 200 or minus 190, and the Rockets have a 53% chance. Explain to the people the betting angle versus the true odds of winning the series.
Yeah, so it looks like, you know, it depends on the handle and then the number of bets also. They look at both situations. So... if you're seeing a lot more bets for Golden State, you'll start seeing the money move. And then also they look at, you know, what the sharp plays are. They know who's out there and who, you know, when they put their money on, that line will move as well. So they look at both. They look at the general public, and then they look at the guys that do this for a living.
So we feel like we're being a little bit disrespected here. But the fact of the matter is, it probably should be even money. Who's going to win this series? Because it's a toss-up. Who's going to win? But if you put even money out there, Golden State, people you'd be deluged with money on Golden State, right?
Yes. Yes. Yep. If it goes down, yes, there'd definitely be more money.
And you don't want that much risk out there.
No. You know, you go for the juice. You try to equal out. You know, you try to see what gets both sides and what, you know, what comes in the middle, and then that's the safest bet for us at the book. And
now sometimes you want a side, but I don't know that you want the Golden State side in this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's interesting, I mean, you got a number 2 seed versus a number 7 in the series is plus 155. I mean,
right.
You know, I think it's happened once. I think last year maybe the 2 and the 7, and it's I think the Rockets have not got the respect that they deserve nationally. You know, I get they're young, and that's been the national play with them and all that, but they're still a good team, you know. And, you know, like they always say, they might be young enough not to know any better, you know, and just go in there and play like they've been playing, and they finished up strong. But, yeah, it's interesting to see that, you know, to see that as high as it is, and that's one of my big plays for the series is the Rockets.
But yeah, I mean, if you're getting plus, what are you getting right now? Plus 150, 170? What?
Yeah, 155 right now for the series.
155?
Yeah.
I mean, the Warriors are such a public team, and the Rockets weren't even in the playoffs last year. So I can certainly see the public. Well, it's what the public does, and it's why the books got all that gold that they have in marble is because people play – you know, what they know. And quite frankly, the Rockets, you love them, right? I mean, this is one of your favorite plays.
Yeah. I mean, and if you look at, to me, Golden State, after you take out Butler and Curry, I mean, they're kind of not offensively that good after that, you know, and Rockets defense can shut them down. And, you know, I think Houston's half court offense is better than what's perceived out there, you know, and all that. So, I just don't see where that disparity in odds is that big of a difference. It, like I said, a number two seed. So, you know, in the out of the Western Conference, I mean, you can't – you know, there's a lot of good teams in there. And here's the other one I like. I like them to win in six games, 4-2. They're plus 350 at minus 1.5 games. I like that
Who?
As well. So. Rockets to win the series four games, or it's minus 1.5 games. I like the series to go 4-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and what else? What other series do you like?
You know, the other one, Knicks Pistons. I think Detroit's played well. It's another one for the series. I like it over 5.5 games at minus 125. I mean, Detroit's been good defensively. I think the only thing, you know, doing some research is they play good defense. Brunson does go off. When he plays Detroit, he averages 28 points, and he's like 58% or 52% shooting. So, you know, that's one of those series I think they'll go late. A lot of the series prices, if you look, this is just interesting as far as the betting angle. The Celtics are minus 50-1. If you took the Magic, they're 16-1. I mean, that's just a huge disparity. If you kind of like the Magic, there's no sense of betting that. I thought that'd be closer to 20 or 25-1 compared to the Celtics line there. The Clippers, Nuggets, that's just, you know, the coaching, I think, will play a part in that with the Nuggets. I think we'll see. Clippers are playing good. Those are the two series prices I like there. Saturday, as far as the games, I like the Bucks plus 5.5 over the Pacers. I still think the Bucks are a good team. And we'll see what the Lakers can do. Lakers minus 4 over the T-Wolves Saturday. And then Sunday, like the Rockets minus 1. Again, going back, they're a favorite, but they're, you know, a dog in the series. So I like the Rockets at home. Celtics, stay away. I don't like 14 points. And that's a lot of points in the playoffs. And Magic hasn't played that bad. I mean, if you look at the hopefully the series are better than the play-in games. As far as betting, you could cash the tickets in on the Heat, Mavs, and Magic after the first quarter. I mean, those were definitely blowouts here in the last couple of days. So, 14.5 points, too much for me on Sunday. I like the Rockets. Like I said, Bucks and Lakers. And then as far as the series, I like the Rockets.
Do you like either of the 10 seeds being the first 10 seed to make the playoffs? You know what? If Kyrie was around, this Mavs team would be a problem.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that, you know, if he was around, I mean, they looked good last night, and, you know, maybe AD's got something to prove, and they can, you know, they can make a run. They definitely got the hype. I mean, you could tell that helped out yesterday or last night. So
maybe Nico Harrison was right about all this. Okay.
Yeah, instead of getting chanted and booed, maybe he made the right decision. But it'll be interesting to see. But I kind of like the Bucks a little bit as far as the series too, and see where they end up here this weekend and all that. But definitely got some NBA going on, and then we got the NFL draft next week. So I've shut off the NFL after the Steelers. Do you guys think we're going to have a quarterback by Thursday, or we'll be drafting a quarterback next week?
Saints.
Steelers.
Shador 9.
I think you will have one by Saturday or by the end of Friday night for sure.
Oh, Steelers. You're talking about Steelers, not Saints.
Well, Saints, yeah, we do Steelers. You think, yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, I'm not Chill
sold is on. Is a Steelers guy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking Saints. Both teams need one. I don't know. Yeah, I think they will. I think you have to if you're the Steelers. You don't know what Aaron Rodgers, he's playing. Who didn't know he was going to play these little baby games with people? Just such an Aaron Rodgers move. Totally predictable. He didn't learn one thing, John. Not one thing did he learn. It's the same old Aaron Rodgers crap. You will have a quarterback by the end of Friday night too.
Hey, John, I want to bet on who's going to be the fourth pick. Can I do it?
Yep. Yeah. Let's see. Let me go back. Let me get on that one. See what the NFL.
Who you betting, John?
And you know what's out there too is over unders. We'll talk about those next week as well. But let me get.
Yeah, next Thursday. We got to get all the odds, and we've got a preeminent draft expert that can help us with that stuff. Okay.
Who do you want for the fourth pick?
Obviously depends on what Cleveland does, right?
Yep.
Yes.
If the Giants take Shador or Dart,
what's Kelvin Banks?
It changes the whole draft.
What's Kelvin Banks?
Kelvin Banks is 35-1.
Kelvin Banks is 35-1 if number four.
+3,500, yeah.
What about Will Campbell?
Will Campbell's the favorite at -225. Oh. Abdul Carter's 6-1.
Well, he'll be gone.
Yeah.
If Shador, yeah, it depends.
What is Will? What is Abdul Carter at number two?
Number two, Abdul is +260.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't think he's
that's because everyone keeps putting track. You got to remember that these odds are just based on a bunch of mock drafts. That's all it is.
Well, so they got Travis Hunter.
So they got one tackle. They got one tackle, Will Campbell, at -220 or whatever, and they got the other one at +3,500. You said 35-1.
3,500.
And Kelvin Banks, that's a value right there.
What about Mason Graham at four?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
He's 18-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got some little. Like you got that. Some little. Mm-hmm. Shots you could get in there. Just take a little swing.
There's some money in them there, Hills. There's some money.
I mean,
there's some money to be made there.
It's probably worth dabbling if you like to dabble.
So you gotta listen next Thursday. We'll break down the draft and give you some winners with John Chill right here at DraftKings Sportsbook. John, as always, man, we appreciate it. Great talking with you and so go watch your NBA playoffs in the Golden Nugget, right? Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. You got so if I want to go and watch the Rockets on Sunday night, I can get a reservation?
You can. Yep. Yeah, reserve it for Sunday night after you have your Easter dinner. And, come on into the book and watch the Rockets. We'll definitely have it on multiple TVs.
Yeah, I mean, spend Easter. There's no, the holiest of places. The sports show that's a DraftKings Sportsbook to watch your games all day Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. We got the playoffs starting, and we got hockey starting as well. If you know a little hockey, man, you can make some money, okay, at the DraftKings Sportsbook. John, as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us. And I am talking about the Golden Nugget. I love the Nugget. It's one of my favorite places to be. Here's why. Instead of going all the way to Las Vegas, okay, the plane flight, the cost of the plane flight, the time it takes to get there, the time from the airport, getting your luggage, all of that crap, it's a good 7-hour trip. I mean, literally, it's a good 7-hour trip from door to door or more. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, I-10. Very easy to get to. You're playing, and it's fun. It's just great. It's a Vegas-like casino, hotel, pool, golf, nightclub, restaurants. Why go all the way to Vegas when you just got it right here, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road? I'm telling you, it's not going to be any better in Vegas. It's not any better. The casino is Vegas. I mean, it's built on Vegas. Okay, you're looking for the best way to get that gamble on. It's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to get to Kevin O'Connor, Del. Let's get him. He may be the smartest NBA person in the world, so let's hear from him. But first, we got Andy. He's been on hold. Let's get him in here. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys, we're looking at this draft and the offensive line. I've got two scenarios that I think they're looking at offensive line. Robinson's got to start, correct?
No,
not necessarily. Could be Fisher. I think there's a competition.
Not necessarily.
You got to get into the camp and have a competition. There's no answers.
Now, wait a minute. The odds, Lance, are probably 50 or maybe greater that he starts.
Yeah, no, that's what I think. I think it's a toss-up.
But it's not a sure thing. Not a sure thing.
I think it's a toss-up.
Well, you know, if it's not, I really question that $14 million you give them. Then, I mean, good grief. The way I look at it is, could we see Robinson playing right tackle and Howard playing left tackle?
No, I don't see that. I think they put him back at his normal. Cam has played left tackle.
I'm not putting it past it, Lance.
But why would you do that when Cam has been a left tackle and Titus has been a right tackle? Why would you change when teams switch their rushers both sides either way? Everyone knows you just have to have an athletic right tackle, too. It doesn't really matter.
What did you think of Titus as a right tackle?
You know, average.
Well, Howard played a couple of games. Howard played a couple of games 2 years ago at the left tackle, did all right. The reason is because it seems like you always want your best tackle at left. So are we looking at maybe Robinson playing left tackle, Patterson at center, Fisher at right tackle, and Howard at guard, and then you're drafting a guard?
Yeah, it sounds about right, yeah.
So I'm guessing. So that means what they saw of Fisher is they think he'll improve to be a solid right tackle.
Yeah, I think that's what they have to work off of. I don't think there's a lot of options. I mean, in a perfect world, Fisher looks great in the offseason, looks great in camp, looks great in preseason, and he's your starting left tackle. Titus Howard's your starting right tackle. You have Tyler Booker. I think this is the Texans' dream scenario. You have Cam Robinson as a swing tackle. Tyler Booker is your new starting left guard. Juice Scruggs is your center, and in the right guard is a battle between Lake and Tomlinson and Ed Ingram, probably Lake and Tomlinson. I think in a perfect world, that's what it looks like for them. That's what they feel like it looks like.
You don't think Booker would be like an automatic starter?
Yeah, I put him at starting left guard.
Yeah.
Okay, where would Howard be?
Right tackle.
Oh, okay, so you're not. And left tackle would be Robinson?
No, left tackle would be Blake Fisher because in a perfect world, in a perfect world, the guy that they want to develop has really developed from year to one and year two because Cam Robinson's a one-year guy. Blake Fisher is a chance to get it right. That's what the Texans are hoping for. So in a perfect world, your younger guy who's less expensive moving forward is your full-time left tackle. That's the perfect world. That's the best scenario is one of your own drafted players you have under contract for cheap is your solution at left tackle. And then you get to have Cam Robinson as a swing tackle. And if something goes wrong inside, then you're bumping Howard back inside and Cam Robinson takes over at one of the tackle spots.
Well, first you said $14 million. Cam Robinson is $12 million. And his roster bonus is $1.25 million. So, I mean, he brings a dead cap of over ten million. So there is a good chance Cam Robinson is more than likely not, and more than likely your starting left tackle.
But it's a 1 year deal, right?
Yeah.
So the dead cap means that's dead cap is $10 million, but what is his cap number? Basically, it's canceled
his
out.
His cap number is 5.5.
Okay, so then you would lose. Okay, so you would lose $4.5 million. But I don't see them. I don't see them cutting him. I see him as worst case scenario, swing tackle.
So Aaron Wilson, as of March 16th, sources told him. I think this was before Cam Robinson was signed. I don't remember exactly when Cam Robinson
was. When was this, March 16th?
March 16th.
Okay.
The plan was for Titus Howard to go to left tackle, per sources.
Okay.
And then Blake Fisher would get first crack at right tackle.
So they're going to just take a chance with Titus Howard. I can tell you from experience and talking to somebody that I've lived with for years and years, who helped give birth to me, that he does not believe... An NFL offensive line coach thinks it's way harder moving from tackle to tackle. Like, it's not a given. Some guys like switching right hand, left hand, hitting. For some guys, it's really, really difficult. He had that issue with Max Starks, who is a big, plodding, lumbering. You would think he had no chance at left tackle, and yet he was way better at left tackle than right tackle. It's not a given that a guy can just switch sides and be okay. It doesn't mean it can't happen. It certainly can happen. Some guys don't have any issues. Some guys, the muscle memory is a little bit tougher. So I would just get that. But then again, Blake Fisher wasn't a left tackle on college either. So, you know, that's probably where you get the Titus out. You know, there is a scenario where Titus is left guard, Blake Fisher's right tackle, and Cam Robinson's left tackle. Absolutely.
Cam Robinson was signed on the 19th. So that report was 3 days before the Cam Robinson signing. But at the time, that's what he thought or was told. But now maybe things have changed.
Well, then I would say it's closer to Howard guard. Then I would say it's closer to Howard guard, Fisher right tackle, Cam Robinson left tackle is what I would guess.
They're going to get a guard more than likely, Lance, in the draft at 25, and Cam Robinson's going to be your left tackle.
Or guard or center, yeah. I would say there's a good chance that happens, yeah. But I think it's in this order. I think it's Tyler Booker, Gray Zabel, Donovan Jackson. In that order, Donovan Jackson was at Ohio State. To me, I'd put it Donovan Jackson 1, Tyler Booker 2 for me. And then, but they love, like I said, I don't know if they love it, but Tyler Booker is a swarm as hell. So
he's at Alabama.
Since they all do, he's Alabama. He's tough. He's big. He's physical. He's an ass kicker. I guarantee you, he will come over and have something to say about someone hitting his quarterback late, as opposed to the Texans who are busy taking different Instagram pictures. They're in the huddle showing off the way they did their pants, the way they were able to roll up a sleeve or whatever with their jerseys, and then making sure they put that on their stories on their Instagram. Tyler Booker will actually go over and knock somebody's ass down if they're playing with his quarterback. So I think DeMeco would like to have offensive linemen who actually care about the quarterback too. I think that'd be cool. That show it. I'm sure they all care about him. Maybe sometimes the outward expression of aggression would help.
Yep. All right. We got a break. We are up against it. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Kevin O'Connor, we'll hear from him. Maybe the smartest NBA analyst in the world.
Easily
we'll hear
the
from
smartest.
Him on the other side. But right now, we're talking Access Vascular Health. We're talking Doc Manavis. We're talking about how not only you, but your wife, you heard her talking also about if you're getting the in vitro, she can help with that as well. Your wife may have some issues, and Doc Manavis can help her, okay? I don't like talking. I'm more comfortable talking about a man's prostate, okay? And your prostate may be too big. Your prostate may be spreading. And if your prostate is too big and you're going to the bathroom too much, you're up and down, can't start, can't stop, you're up in the middle of the night often, now you need Doc Manavis. If it's not cancerous, Doc Manavis is the only solution. Do not let your doctor tell you you need surgery. Do not get prostate surgery if you don't have cancer. Do not do it. And if you know anyone that's getting prostate surgery, stop them and say, listen, how about getting just an IV and it decreases the size of your prostate? And she's getting like, I don't want to say, I can't say 100%, but it's probably right there. of success rate. So here's the deal, and it helps with ED. It helps with your life, okay? So if you have a prostate issue, you have to go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There's so much still to talk about. We haven't gotten to this, though. Kevin O'Connor, here's his prediction. Rockets, Golden State, first round. Here is basketball expert Kevin O'Connor.
Expert.
My series prediction is Houston in six. I'm taking Houston in the series. And I think we're going to see some changes from Golden State throughout the series in order to match the youth and the athleticism and the energy that the Houston Rockets defense brings. I'm really a believer in Houston's defense. And with Golden State, I do worry about them having enough shooting around Stephen Curry. It's a lot to ask from Steph in a series. And look, we'll see. They have a lot of bodies that can throw Jimmy Butler as well. So that's my prediction.
Houston at six. Thank you. Now, okay, the EMA is going to talk about the starting lineup here. Okay, what's your starting lineup, Lance, for the Houston Rockets against the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I mean, same as it's been, I suppose. I'm going to run Fred and Jalen and Amen and Alperin and Dylan. Why am I changing it?
Yeah. Well, Ime says just hold on.
Okay.
Not so fast, my friend.
Okay.
Okay. That's not necessarily the case.
All right.
The starting lineup can be tweaked.
Yeah, it's been really the rebounding thing. Moving guys around to certain positions has hurt our rebounding, but we've also defended certain players very well with those lineups. And so we looked at and can tweak some things and put different players on different players. Obviously, I'm in guarding guards and being away from the basket has hurt us home. Out ball has hurt us home. And so you can take away a few things, but it hurts you in certain areas. And so that'll be something to look at specifically matchup-wise with them.
I think that might be more to do with who guards who as opposed to who's in and who's out.
That makes more sense, yeah. I don't think the starting lineup changes, but how you defend, but that's the beauty of the Rockets' roster is they have multi-positional guys.
Well, and okay, I'm going to tell you this, since it's the first round, 2 days off in between games, Steven Adams is going to be on the court for 20 minutes or maybe even a little bit more. Steven, because Amen is away from the basket, he's a big rebounder for the team. Steven Adams is quite listen, you could have Jabari, Steven Adams, and Alperin on the floor together, okay, in the backcourt. Jalen and Amen, or Amen and Fred, whenever Steph is on the floor. Amen's got to be on the floor. Got to keep him out of foul trouble, man. He can't get into foul trouble. But you're going to see the bigs. I think you're going to see the big lineup because they will out-rebound the snot out of them on the offensive end.
So it's
Steven Adams is a not good, a great offensive rebounder. Great.
Yeah, it's interesting because Golden State is the team that single-handedly revolutionized the small ball lineup. I shouldn't say single-handedly, but they were the ones known for small ball where they made teams like you just couldn't match up with them. You just couldn't match up with them because Steph would basically take you at the top of the key and he'd run a high screen and roll. He'd get a switch off and then he'd do a number on your big. If you have him in the game, how worried are you that they'll do the same thing? You bring Steven Adams in and all they do is run his man to the top of the key and they try to isolate Steven Adams on Steph.
Not worried about Amen fighting through. I mean, I'm not.
I mean, you can't go under a pick because you're gonna get cooked.
Yeah.
If you go over, worried. Then Steven.
Amen's aggression. You know, we'll see how it plays out.
Well, I'm not worried about Amen. It's about Steven Adams to me. How do they squeeze it over the top, which you don't see very often, where they try to funnel it back up towards the, you know, half court like the Cougars do as an old school, you know, you squeeze over the top of it with the defender. Steph can make the slip pass. Like, it's not going to be easy if you go bigs, because you still have Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and but see, the difference is Podzinski. Like, I would say, okay, Jimmy Butler, if you look at the old school lineup of what's his name? Dell came over from Philadelphia, the all everything three, the super clutch, who Golden State had for years winning championships.
Iguodala.
Yeah, Iguodala, thank you. I mean, it was different when you had Iguodala, Steph, and Klay Thompson. It just seems so much more different. But it's like, Klay wasn't a take you off the dribble guy, and Iguodala's not going to be any better than Jimmy Butler necessarily. So I'm trying to figure out, and Draymond Green is that same slug. I'm trying to figure out why that small lineup was so dangerous, but you can go double bigs on this one and have success. Like, I'm trying to
Steven,
younger
in the game that the Rockets just beat their ass. Steven Adams played 17 minutes and he was plus 7 on the floor.
But how many times did the Rockets beat their ass this year?
Once.
Okay.
Beat their ass.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
That's all that counts.
I'm saying that I don't know that that's a recipe for success if it happens once out of five times.
And you had Steph
have
the worst game.
They did play five.
Yes, at least four, but maybe
no,
five.
No, they played five. I looked up the splits.
Yeah, they played five. And the other Rocket win was the 91-90 game where the Warriors were terrible late here.
No, Steph.
We talked about it. They lost the game without Steph, the Rockets.
You got outplayed four of the five games by Golden State, and you whacked them this last one.
Early on, they weren't playing the double bigs, though.
Early on, they didn't.
Yes.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm always a little leery about double bigs against Steph.
They held Golden State to 99, but the Rockets only scored 93 early in the season, 99-93. Steven Adams played 18 minutes, and he was plus 10.
Well, that's
so
fine.
I mean, when Steven Adams is on the floor, he's a positive.
But you have to – we can't just talk in generality. Steven Adams is going to have to at times do some light guarding of Steph Curry. They're not going to just let Steven Adams sit there and not run pick and rolls at him. That's just not going to happen.
Well, all I know is when he's on the floor, he's a positive.
No, I would agree with that. But I just think this is a matchup concern that you have to ignite. I guarantee you the Rockets are working on this.
And unlike regular season games, he'll get picked at. Like, in a regular season game, maybe you're not targeting Steven Adams possession after possession after possession. In these games, guys will get targeted, and that's why the playoffs are such fun. You find out who's what, because game plans are specific to players in these matchups, and you'll find out, can Steven Adams stay on the floor if the Warriors, and will Ime let it happen if the Warriors go after him? We saw it against Memphis. Memphis was steadfast. Edie, no matter what happens, if you're guarding Jimmy Butler and it makes us deficient on the defensive end because he can attack you and we got help and leaves the guy open, we're going to leave you on the floor because we think rebounding is important. It's the give and take. So we'll find out if Steven Adams is playable on defense enough where his ability to go get boards kind of surpasses what he might be as a defensive deficiency.
But at the same time, even if Steven Adams, they pick on him and they have success, that's the great thing about the Rockets is, okay, so what? We'll go to Jabari. We're fine. It's not really a panic.
No, I understand that. I think – But we're talking about how the Rockets will score points, and Steven Adams is a big part of that, grabbing boards. I think, considering the Warriors want to play small, they may welcome Jabari, because if Steven Adams can't be played off the floor, that's a big problem for them when they're trying to protect their defensive points.
Oh, yeah. No, they've got to try to play Steven Adams off the floor. Because we see the double big is it's grabbing a bunch of additional possessions for the Rockets, which you can't afford because they turn you over. So, it's an interesting cat and mouse game, because you want to play Steven Adams off the floor, and what you do is go right at him and you try to have early success, three straight threes against Adams on a high screen and roll, get him off the court. Okay, good. Now we can keep him out maybe the whole series. You get the Rockets afraid of it. Because if you don't get Steven Adams off the court, then you're going to get beat up by their big lineup. And God forbid you don't set good screens on Amen Thompson and Amen's able to play over the screens, then you got real problems. Because then, or what you do is you face guard, like what the Rockets did in the last game, is they just face guarded Amen Thompson and Dylan Brooks face guarded Steph, and Steph, you're not getting the ball.
Yeah.
And then, they're cooked. Then Golden State's cooked.
One of the games against Golden State was early in the season, which was a different Rockets team. They gave up 127 to them. Since then, the Rockets defense and Steven Adams has been – well, one of the games that they won, actually, 91-90, Steven Adams didn't play. But they're 2-3 against the Warriors this year, and I think they're a different team now than they were when they were playing
them.
And Steven Adams was playing.
They both are.
Yeah, because Jimmy Butler didn't join.
Yeah, Jimmy,
they played
very good.
They played well since Jimmy got there.
I mean,
there.
The best that they played against them was when Jimmy Butler was on the floor.
Yeah, I mean,
the best that
game,
the Rockets
though.
Played against them.
That's true, and I love that game, but that's one game.
Yeah.
This is still Golden State's won a lot of games.
But that's the only game they've played against when Jimmy Butler.
It's true.
Was on
I got you. It's true. It's just that as well as they play defensively, we're talking about maybe one of the worst games Steph Curry's ever played. So
I would say the worst game.
Well,
but
there's
it was,
a reason that he's played
yes,
that worst
John,
game.
Yes, John, they're
on.
Not – much like Luka, we've had this discussion. You're not holding Steph Curry down over the course of seven games.
Maybe you're not.
Well, you're right. You're right, John. Actually, you're right about this. I would not. I would not be able
would
to.
Not be able to.
You're right about
him.
That.
No, maybe you're not.
Thank
but
you.
Amen is.
Well, okay. I just don't – well, fine. Maybe he scores 15 because that would still be a bad Steph Curry game. And if he had scored 15 on that Sunday, they would have won. I'm just saying 3 points
bold prediction.
Is drastic.
Bold prediction for me. In the four games, the first four games of this series, Steph total points is 17. Okay?
That is bold.
It's very bold.
Bold prediction.
I would say if you said average is 17, that's very bold.
No.
That would be an extremely bold. What do you think, underdog? I'm looking.
Are you going to be sitting courtside and hit him with an ankle lock very early to make sure that happens? Are you going to run out on the floor?
Nope,
hey, he's got a. I mean, it's not like that's a great matchup for Steph, honestly. I don't. But he also. This is the alt. You were just telling us that you got to put him in consideration for the greatest player that's ever played. I'm thinking the greatest player that's ever played, and certainly the greatest shot maker. Is not just going to get punked out for five, six, seven
got
games in this
out
series.
Last game.
He
That's
did. He did. There's no question.
Yep. Is John the new Thundersticks?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Some Thundersticks. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, the Rockets are going to beat them. The Rockets are going to beat the Warriors. This is a joke. I'm not Thundersticking. I'm just giving a realistic analysis.
You are kind of.
I wasn't thundersticking, and that's
Del,
a new verb.
Del, have we missed anything today?
We watched your club, the great Real Madrid, get knocked out by Arsenal in the Champions League. Your club, you want to go watch them. They got beat.
Well, both are my club, really.
Yeah, you bleed Arsenal red, but you have more recently been seen at Real Madrid home games. And
that's,
they got knocked out 5-2 by over two
Good
games
for this.
By Arsenal.
Steph Curry, what do you think is high-low in game one of the game against the Rockets?
25.5. Mm-hmm. John says he won't get to 25 through five games.
Right.
You know what you can do on underdog? You can take it all the way down to 19.5 and play it lower, and you almost get two times the amount of your payback when you do that. If you think he's going to have another terrible game, then you go all the way down to 19.5 and you play lower than that on Steph Curry. Wow. They've got him at that. They got Jimmy Butler at 22.5. They got Jalen Green, who we went through the splits. Jalen has been atrocious against Golden State.
Well, okay, we got the Kenny Smith sound. Let's play this because we have it. Okay, Kenny Smith, who is way smarter than you with your little statement about Jalen Green right there. Okay, you made a statement right there. Well, guess what?
Just read off some numbers.
Guess what?
He just read numbers. There was no statement.
He has been objectively
terrible.
It sounded negative to me.
Well, the numbers are bad.
Here is Kenny Smith on Jalen Green versus the Warriors.
If you really look at the second half of the season since All-Star break, the Golden State Warriors are 21-7. They're not a 7 seed. They're not with Jimmy Butler. They're not playing like a 7 seed. They're playing like a 3 seed.
A team that had the second best record in the Western Conference after the All-Star break.
So this is a difficult. This will be a lot of difficulty but I do think that this will be the series that Ime Udoka changes Jalen Green into what he did with Jalen Brown. Getting him to that next level and being more consistent. Because a guy, Jalen Green is a guy who can get 30 points one night and get 9 the next.
Now, he got to work on that, but don't compare him to Jalen Brown.
I think this is the series that he will be consistent, and that will take the Rockets over the top.
Thank you. Kenny, smarter than Lance.
I like the Rockets' chances. There's no way Jalen Green plays as bad as he has against the Warriors in this series. There's no way. He's got to play better. It's just not possible for him to be as brutal as he's been statistically in this series. But, that'd be great. If he turns into Jalen Brown.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Now,
he went from Green to Brown. I wish we had a Billy Brown spot. I wish we had an Aqueduct Plumbing spot right now.
So Green, wait a minute, and Sean pointed this out. Green mixed with Rockets red
makes
brown.
Does it? Is green and red brown?
Yes.
Isn't anything turned into brown once you throw enough colors in it?
Well, if it's in the toilet, probably. But I don't know how the colors. I just know green and red makes brown.
That's right. That's right.
How about the Rockets sent us our jerseys? Dell got his own.
I got my own.
Olalea jersey.
Sean Mapes got a personalized jersey,
too. He got a Mapes jersey.
Yeah.
Where's mine, Lance? Did you take it? You took my M&Ms.
I gave it to this homeless man downstairs, and it says Gartano.
Great. By the way, Sam, I ain't wearing no jersey. I ain't doing
You're supposed to take a picture with it.
Like your draft pick. You don't have to wear it. You hold up like your draft pick.
Oh,
you say, thanks, Rockets.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's all.
Yeah,
I'm not a jersey wearing guy. I'm just not.
No, because you're a grown person.
Well, it's playoff
time. Grown-ups wear jerseys.
Yeah, a lot of grown men wear jerseys.
Not real ones.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. You just called people not real.
And then he dabbed.
Then you dabbed?
He's still dabbing.
Tornado
dab.
We got
the ever elusive tornado dab.
Oh my God. We got a break because we got news. We're coming your way next
dizzy.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now I'm talking about game day men's health. I'm talking about you feeling better. I'm talking about you feeling about reaching your goals.
Oh, no.
Okay, you're sitting in your car right now or wherever you're listening at your computer. Got a little belly fat going on there. Got a little belly fat. You know, one of the things that really hurts you, belly fat is really, really, really not great in all aspects of your life, okay? So you want to get rid of that? Game Day Men's Health will help you. Game Day Men's Health has peptides. Your testosterone might be low, so that's why you're gaining weight. You're gaining because your body's not fighting the way that it should. All of these – I play a doctor on the radio, but I am not a medical doctor, okay? I am not someone who can help you figure out exactly what you need, what kind of peptides and how to get you to places. Game Day Men's Health has that. Game Day Men's Health has people who will help you to reach your goals, be it working out harder, be it better sexually active, be it focusing better, all of these things. Game Day Men's Health is just better, and I just feel like they care more. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a long time, and I haven't seen the care like I see at Game Day Men's Health. They're going to work harder for you, and they're going to find the right program for you to get to where you want to get to. Get off your big fat belly now and get to GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Guys, you've seen the races at games, right? In Washington, they have all the presidents that run around the track and they race, right? And what do the Astros do? They got cars? What do they have?
Oh, yeah, they dress up as whatever. I can't remember what the race is.
They're races, and it's on the board, and everybody screams, 1, 2, 3. Well, there's a new race that you can actually go to Poly Market and bet on. And it is sperm racing. Hundreds, thousands of people are going to watch microscopic sperm race each other.
How are they getting this sperm?
Well, it's actually...
Are they just going to take off at the same time? You know what that's going to require?
The track is going to be shaped like the female reproductive system.
It's going to be a creepy video.
Well, it could take up to 40 minutes, but you can bet on it. There's going to be announcers.
I used to be the goat in that game.
Well, at some point,
I was goated.
It's, you know, you, at some point, everybody that everyone that's alive, there was a winner. There was a sperm winner, right?
Yeah.
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 There was a sperm
winner. Sometimes the winning sperm was had some bad DNA in it.
Yeah, right. Really bad.
I mean, there's some,
look at,
there's
like
some kids who can't
Dahmer's
jump.
Yeah. That one.
That wasn't
that
a
was
great
a
one.
Bad one.
That wasn't a great one.
No.
And, you know,
Hitler's.
Sometimes your kids can't jump very high.
Yeah. No,
and then
right.
You got to get a pro dunk.
Well, you got to get a pro dunk to make up for the poor sperm.
For the bad genetics.
That won.
Yeah.
The poor.
Why is this,
are you guys
why is
going
this sperm
to,
running so fast? He's going to just
are
have
you guys
slow genetics.
Bet? Are you guys going to bet on?
I'm not sperm betting.
On sperm races?
I'm not allowed to working for the NFL.
Oh, you're not. You're
they
not
won't
allowed
let us.
To bet on
no,
that,
they're
are.
Not going to let us.
Yeah, you're not allowed to bet on that. Yeah.
Sucks because it would
that's
be.
A shame.
It sucks because
it's going to be a big event.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know when it's happening, but I don't care. I don't think I'm going to watch it either. But it's happening in Los Angeles, by the way.
It is?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your people?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. That's what's going to happen. What else do we have here? Oh, my goodness. A Florida woman was arrested for aggravated battery with a Pringles can. Do you feel like a Pringles can is dangerous in some kind of a fight?
Yes. Okay. If it's full of Pringles and you hit with the edge, you always have to hit with the edge.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
If you hit with the metal edge, absolutely. If you generate enough force, I mean, you've got to be pretty twitchy, you know, to create that kind of torque. Absolutely. I bet it could cut you wide open.
Yeah. No. Pringles can be dangerous.
Yeah,
for sure.
But
you should
go
still
to
buy Pringles. We're not saying don't buy Pringles.
No,
buy
just
Pringles,
don't use it
just
as,
don't
a weapon.
Use them as a weapon.
Don't use it as a weapon.
Yeah, no. Central Florida woman arrested after selling human bones in a curio store. Do you feel like people should be able to sell human bones at
yes.
any time? I do, too.
Yeah.
Why What's can't a, you sell what you
Michael Jackson,
sell everything else?
Michael Jackson bought the elephant man's bones.
Right? Why can't you buy
He had
my
a kids? Chimpanzee that he lived with. He brought Webster around with him, was holding Webster around at the Grammys one time like he was a pet. Yeah, you should be able to do all that. He wore one sequin glove. We didn't question any of these things in the 80s. We just said, well, I guess he's just walking around with Webster as just walking around like he's his kid. Just walking around with Webster, who was probably about 12 at the time, but he had that disease where he was little. And Brooke Shields. He had Brooke Shields and Webster at the Grammys.
Well,
with one glove that had sequins on. And he bought the Elephant Man's bones.
Here's the deal, though. And right up until about R. Kelly, you could pretty much do anything if you could sing.
Yeah, R. Kelly made people take a look and say,
he changed the whole game.
Maybe we should look deeper into this stuff. And then Diddy was the...
Yeah.
Diddy was the coup de grace.
Diddy did all... I mean, did whatever he wanted.
Yeah, Diddy was still... Well, a lot of people... That's because no one told.
That's because you guys didn't take Dave Chappelle's sketch as a warning sign.
Dave Chappelle.
Trip.
Yeah, I'm seeing all these comedians, like they're looking at stuff from the past that guys have said in interviews, and I realize, oh my God, they're basically telling you
Dave Chappelle
just hinting about Diddy.
On his very popular Comedy Central show, did a whole sketch about R. Kelly peeing on people, and no one cared about why that might be a problem. It's just funny. Dave's just being funny.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I will see you in Houston tomorrow, everybody. We'll be in studio. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Right now we're talking about, okay, Pro Dunk. That's what Lance was just talking about. If your kid did not get that Jalen Green hops gene, okay, that's okay. It's all right because they don't have to have it because you can lower the goal for your kid. Not everybody has the Jalen Green hops, okay? You just don't. You just don't. And you can't. And kids can't dunk. And by the way, when they're 7, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, they probably can't reach a 10-foot goal, okay? More than likely. and you want them to, you want them to play, you want them to have a good time, do you want them to be outside, you actually want them to enjoy it, well, if you do, then get the Pro Dunk Goal. The Pro Dunk Goal is the best. You raise and lower it with a push of a button. It's the best. You're looking for the best way to have for your kids to be out there having fun. ProDunk.com. It makes everything about it is the best goal. From the installation, tempered glass backboard, everything. Stenciling your driveway. There's no better goal in the history of goals. ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.